It's time to get locked in on the Strait of Malacca and just the global geopolitical roundup. I want to talk to Brandon about India and some of the things people aren't paying attention to right now. Brandon Weikert, what's on your mind? What do people need to know?
Well, thanks again for setting that up, because I do think that for all the talk about the Middle East and Ukraine, I think that there's a larger picture of being painted here. And there's about seven world oil choke points. Strait of Bab el-Mandeb and the Strait of Hormuz are only two of them. Obviously, there's the Suez Canal. Right. But one of the most important is the Strait of Malacca. And that is the one that the Chinese are most concerned about. It's basically the primary waterway that most of China's really important imports flow in through. And the Chinese call this the Malacca dilemma, because obviously China historically is not a great naval power. And you would have to be a great naval power to be able to project protective force into the Strait of Malacca, which is near Malaysia, and it's very far from China's shores. The U.S. Navy has plans on the books already. If a war were to break out, we would blockade the Strait of Malacca. Of course, that would have very disastrous impacts for the world economy, because it's not just the Chinese who get their stuff through the Strait of Malacca. But the Indians are now coming in, and obviously we are nominally aligned with them.
Right.
But they're doing some stuff where they're basically building out a presence in places like Sabang Port, and they're also building out Great Nicobar Islands, which is in Indian territorial waters, but it's just on the mouth of the Strait of Malacca, that northern mouth. And so what the Indians are trying to do is they're trying to increase and intensify their footprint via trade, but as a backdoor for military in the region, and they're trying to basically counter China's capability to protect their own stuff going through the Strait of Malacca, or to even take control over the Strait of Malacca.
Wow.
And the Indians, I think, are working in conjunction with us to do that. So as you're watching what's going on with the Strait of Hormuz, what's going on with the Strait of Bab el-Mandeb, the Houthis are now blockading that from Yemen, and that's impacting the Red Sea. That's going to impact the Suez Canal as well, because that's the entryway to the southern Suez. But you're also seeing what's going on in the Black Sea. You're seeing what's going on in the Sea of Azov, where the Ukrainians are attacking these critical Russian energy shipments, as well as wheat shipments. That all plays into a larger geopolitical picture. You see the Americans exerting more presence and power in the Panama Canal.
Right.
You see fights now erupting over the Greenland-Iceland-United Kingdom gap in the Atlantic.
Yep.
You see talk about us taking more of a forceful presence in the Northwest Passage, us getting more interested in what's going on in Alaska and the Bering Strait. These are all parts of a larger geopolitical picture the great powers of the world are painting, wherein they are racing to have control and the ability to choke off access to these key seven, the more than seven I've listed, but basically there's seven really important ones, choke points. And if they can do this, the world powers, they can have the ability to collapse the global economy, or to ensure that they benefit disproportionately from controlling those waterways. And I think if you look at sort of what's going on with Ukraine and with what's happening in the Iran war, there definitely seems to be somebody who wants these choke points to be targeted, and they want to basically have the ability to collapse the economy if necessary.
Someone or something. We're going to cover more of that in the global roundup, getting into Ukraine, Russia, and Kazakhstan coming up. It's very important for people. Here's the thing. Judge Knapp, Dialogue Works, Mario Newfall, Sulam Ahmed, Daniel Davis Deep Dive. There are so many phenomenal places you can go to get this information. It is literally dropping every single day. And if you're not aware, alert, following it, then, you know, we're just all going to be victims together. The power is being informed. Share live link, share transmission. Go to We The Brandon on X and follow Brandon Weikert. Really incredible mind. Really appreciate having him on the show. We're going to be right back after these messages. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
These specimens have been specifically calibrated for the spread of Alpha Gal, a permanent curse on those who feast on the flesh of mammals. Real meat is finished. My ticks and mosquitoes will make sure of it. Eat the synthetic slop or starve.
Looks tasty, doesn't it?
All right. We're going to be getting back with Brandon Weikert shortly. Had a little bit of a connectivity issue on our end this time. We're going to get into it, but I want to read you this article so I can brief you on what's going on. Kazakhstan slows oil output after drone strikes on export port. Wonder who that was. Moscow. Kazakhstan said on Thursday that it had reduced oil production after suspected Ukrainian drone attacks forced its main export terminal on the Black Sea to close, with one source saying its biggest field had slashed output by more than half. Disruption to the route, which handles around 2% of the world's daily crude supply, adds to pressure on an oil market already grappling with the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz and threats to Saudi Arabian exports in the Red Sea. Kazakhstan's energy ministry said oil companies had reduced output due to export constraints, saying the Caspian Pipeline Consortium, CPC Pipeline, loading operations had been suspended for safety reasons.
Due to restrictions on crude oil intake into the pipeline system and in order to prevent storage tank congestion at energy producing companies, a controlled adjustment of daily production levels was implemented, resulting in a temporary reduction of oil output.
So what does that mean in plain English? That means that 2% of the world's oil supply is now gone. And like Brandon is about to get back into, when we look at the situation in Iran, shutting off their oil, look at the situation in the Middle East, just in general, Qatar under threat, Saudi Arabia under threat, the Houthi, of course, with the Yanbu pipeline in the Red Sea, shutting that down. This just adds on to the global crisis and ongoing energy war. And Matt Bracken has spoken very eloquently about this. It's one of those other old head legends, Navy SEAL, you name it, that I highly recommend you check out more of their broadcasting, because you can become educated and informed and tell other people about this, because to most people, they go, Kazakhstan, whatever. You go, hey, this is part of a patchwork. This is being organized by a global cabal, a collective that wants all this stuff to happen so we can have permanent meltdown and nuclear war, perhaps energy war, where they can buy everything up, control the resources, and then in a post-apocalyptic Mad Max style future, rule over the ashes. And, you know, we're normal, reasonable people. We're not going to let them do that at the cost of our life, at the cost of our liberty, at the cost of our friends, everything. We're not going to have a world. You understand, we're not going to have a world much longer. And the idea of everyone around the world, especially us, not constantly looking for peace, trying to find peace, trying to find compromises, trying to find deals. I voted for Donald Trump twice because I thought that, you know, he was going to do those things. He was going to restore American national sovereignty by, you know, getting us out of these wars and preventing a global energy crisis, because he said over and over and over again, cheap energy is the key to the economic recovery. And we all knew this. When I would argue with people in 2024 about Trump, I would say at a baseline level, the economy is going to be better because of all these policies that are proposed. No new wars, bringing back American energy, drill baby drill here, which I am a fan of. All of that is irrelevant when it's a stopgap measure for the crisis. When they say, oh, we got Venezuela, we got the heavy crude. Well, that's good because we need it from them, or else we're not going to get it from the Middle East now because we destroyed it. Congratulations. So, you know, problem, reaction, solution, over and over and over again, the cycle continues. Guys, can you give me an update really quick? Does he have the new link? All right, it's all good. We're going to go back to him soon. Look at that. It's the same link. Really appreciate that. I'm just going to check on that real quick. Is that my phone on? Do not disturb. Look at that.
Drill, baby, drill. My name's Donald Trump. I sold out to Netanyahu.
Okay, let's go to a clip here for a second. Let me go to the rundown here. Let's just go ahead and go to clip number 9. Can we throw clip number 9 in there, please?
Done that he will never be impeached for because Democrats support it. Both parties supported regime change in Iran because both parties have the same paymasters and the same donors who are demanding loyalty to a foreign country. The same AIPAC donations that, like, think like 90% of the entire Congress takes money from a foreign lobby, unregistered foreign lobby. That's bonkers. If this were Liechtenstein or Congo bribing 90% of our lawmakers to toe the Liechtenstein or Congo line, I'd be totally opposed to it. It doesn't make me anti-Congolese or anti-Liechtensteinian. I'm not a racist for thinking that. I'm an American who wants my lawmakers to vote on behalf of my country. Like, it's that simple. It's literally that simple. And every
Well, they do vote on behalf of your country, Tucker, because your country is Israel, and that's the capital, as I've discussed ad nauseum. Look at this. Trump to meet Netanyahu at the White House on Tuesday amid Iran escalation. Wow, look at this. Go ahead and open this here. Netanyahu has met with Trump in the Oval Office six times, about to be seven. There's that number again. Since Trump returned to office a year and a half ago, more than any other world leader. Now, that's certainly not strange at all or odd at all. But Netanyahu is deeply unpopular. I mean, no crap. At President Trump's invitation, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will depart for Washington on Monday for an official visit. Oh, an official visit now. The Israeli Prime Minister's office said in a statement, as part of the visit, the Prime Minister will meet with President Trump at the White House on Tuesday and will attend the funeral service for Senator Lindsey Graham. So he's coming here for Lindsey Graham's funeral. Well, I guess, you know, Lindsey Graham's dying wish. Go ahead and throw Holden Bloodfeast up there real quick. Now, I know Lindsey was 71. I know he wasn't like 121 years old like the meme. Holden Bloodfeast.
Please, God, just one more time. Let me see blood. Let me nuke Iran. Nothing else matters.
That's basically Lindsey Graham. And they literally, they gave Lindsey Graham like a standing ovation. They mourned him. They wailed for him in the Knesset. They know they lost one of their greatest soldiers. And they know he's looking up at him, you know, expecting nuclear war. And they're probably going to get it. It's really, really disgusting. On Wednesday, a White House official told Axios there were discussions about a potential Oval Office meeting between the two, but noted that no meeting had been set. Of course, Netanyahu sets the meetings whenever he wants to. He brings his dirty laundry to the White House, literally, in suitcases so that we clean it. We're his slaves. Holden Bloodfeast. Look at this.
118 years old. Please, God, just let us nuke Iran. Nothing else matters. We'll do anything. Please, just want to burn in flesh one more time.
Like, can we not have this anymore? Can we have, you know, young people that are anti-war service members that have served and seen war, business owners that understand the cost domestically of these conflicts and why we can't do them? Can we get people that have actual, you know, agency within the society to be in charge? You know, not lawyers, not politicians, not people that are going to sell us out for, you know, lobbyist money. People that actually have an incentive based on life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness to have the United States of America prosper. You think about it, and I say this all the time. Netanyahu is just doing his job. Like, he's like, are you going to be mad at Dr. Doofenshmirtz for trying to kill Perry the Platypus? Are you mad at Sauron for trying to get the One Ring back? It's what they do. He's lawful evil, literally, right? It's us on our side because we claim to be good. We claim to be America first. There is nothing America first about having a 51st state. We need to have a shirt that has the 50 stars and the 51st in the middle. And like that's a high level psychological technique because, you know, people go, oh, I support that. Oh, you support that you're Zionist? You want us to bomb little kids? Oh, that's interesting. We just got you to out yourself doing that. It's quite stunning how brave people are about being pro-murder. It really is insane. If you look at all these conflicts, what do they generate for us? They generate American dead. Because see, here's the thing. One death is a tragedy. A million deaths is a statistic. You can say, oh, we killed a million people in Iraq. People don't care. We started a slave trade in Libya. People don't care. Like 1.5 million people dead, Ukraine, Russia war. They don't care. But, oh, the American soldier dies or the Israeli soldier dies, IDF. They literally, they shriek, they howl, they kvetch, they moan, and they do more military operations that lead to more dead. And it's a self-perpetuating cycle. There again is that campaign ad, that campaign trailer that's going to run network-wide, social media-wide all November. The entirety of November, that's all you will see is coffins. And I just hope there's not more to come. All right, I'm going to keep reading this from CBS News. Rapid pace of interceptor and precision-guided weapons use worries Trump administration. The rapid pace at which the U.S. is expanding some of its most advanced air defense systems and interceptors and precision-guided weapons to the Middle East is at a point of great tension inside the Trump administration as President Trump's war with Iran. No, it's not a war. It's a military, special military operation. You remember when they were doing that? It's finally ripened now. I have to clip it up and post it everywhere. The debates I did with the quartering and Andrew Wilson, where they told me this would all be over soon. And at the time I said, how dare you say that? Like, how dare you say that? And they go, oh, what about the children? What about the kids? That's a leftist talking point. Well, if that's a leftist talking point, then I'm a leftist because we're killing little kids. were murdering little children. And if that's what it means to be a Republican,
my buddy Trump is in a fight.
Someone called in and said this on American Journal.
If my buddy Trump is in a fight, I'm in a fight too.
Well, he's in a fight. He's just punching you in the face. So I guess if you want to join him and punch yourself in the face, you can just go ahead and do that. You can do that like 20 times. Maybe, you know, help him knock yourself out faster. That'd be pretty cool. It's like patting yourself on the back with a meat cleaver. You know, like self-flagellation, I believe is the term for that, where like the bad monks or whatever like whip themselves or whatever. That's basically what you do when you co-sign this. So I'm not doing that. I don't co-sign this. I abhor this. I'm going to vehemently object and stand against it every single second I do media. Because like, that's the reason I'm doing media, is to stand against it. There's no life without standing against it. There's no liberty without standing against it. There's no world. There's no earth. Jesus is my savior. Trump is my president. You've got a powerful boomer right there. Here's the thing. That merchandise changed over time, right? Used to mean when Trump did things that were, you know, pro-Christian, pro-family, you know, like trying to bring prosperity back to America, that hat would make sense. It doesn't make sense anymore. Burn it. Seriously. Because what it is an aberration. You should not have the Lord and Savior's name next to somebody that kills little kids in the Middle East, period. And in Russia and just across the world with our sanctions. We've killed 38 million people since the 70s with our sanctions. And Brandon was talking about it a little bit about the Iranian economy. Here's the thing people have to understand. We do economic warfare far beyond and far before we do physical warfare, before we do kinetic engagement, shaping operation, boots on the ground, missile strikes, whatever you want to say a war military is in the 21st century. We have been economically at war with Iran for decades. That's why when Trump says we've been at war with them for 47 years, there is a kernel of truth to that, just not in the way that you think. And look at this. Remember when this came out when Trump posted himself as Jesus? And he's got the demons behind him in the sky. And he's healing Epstein. He's performing a healing ritual on Epstein, a Talmudic ritual. He's rezzing him in Fortnite. He's giving him his reboot card. What the hell have we become? Seriously. So I'm just trying to be rational and call it out for what it is, which is a complete aberration of everything our nation is supposed to stand for. I'm going to read this from New York Times. War and tariffs threaten a resilient U.S. economy again. Reporting from Washington, a few short weeks ago, the U.S. economy seemed to be catching a summer break. Not immediately imploding is a break. Keep that in mind. The war with Iran appeared to be a warning, please. Energy markets had started to calm. Prices at the pump had fallen across the economy. Inflation began to cool. Inflation never goes away. It only goes down. It only goes down. And remember, the target was around 2.2, 2.5%. I think we're at 4 now. So COVID, Joe Biden, I remember listening to the Maverick of Wall Street when I was living out in East Texas in a house where I couldn't drink the water. With like basically no internet. When I got internet, I would watch the phenomenal stock channel, Maverick of Wall Street, and he would just break it down. 8% inflation, 9% inflation. He'd give real numbers, probably closer to, if not double digits, 12, 13% of the peak, right? We are going right back there because this is a new COVID. This is a COVID of choice, and it's worse. Instead of, you know, an invisible virus that's, you know, shutting things down because people are afraid to go to work or afraid to do logistics things, afraid to move things around, afraid of demand destruction did happen. Instead of that, we're in a situation completely of choice that can rapidly expand in 5 seconds. It would be like if COVID actually had a high lethality rate. That'd be a good way to put it. That's basically the situation we're in now. There's going to be a lot of dead people because they can't get the food. Right. That's going to be the sickness. Instead of getting the coof, instead of going on the ventilator when your grandma and Andrew Cuomo tries to execute you, instead of doing that, it's just going to be you can't eat. It's just going to be, you know, food's going to be, you know, meat's going to be like $20, $30 a pound. Gasoline's going to be $8, $9 a gallon. Diesel probably the same, if not much higher. And, you know, liberal, 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 fun, fun, fun. Hitler, 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 Netanyahu, 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 Heil Netanyahu. And yep. And that's basically where we are. A widening military conflict with Iran entered a dangerous new phase, spooking energy markets and sending global oil prices to over $100 a barrel, which is where it's at now. The anxiety spilled into gas prices, which topped $4 a gallon in much of the country, according to AAA. Amid the tumultuous coincided with the return of Mr. Trump's trade brinkmanship, get this away from me. Get it away. Get that document away from me. I'm not reading Washington Post. Not reading these lies. New York Times, get away from me. Let's go to this Joe Kent clip from QE Infinity, if we still have this. And if we don't, we can go to the next thing here. Trump's foul-mouthed Iran meltdown leaked as president in revenge mode as he runs out of options. Look at this. This is like a bearded dragon. This is like a great golden lizard that runs our country. and sits on top of a giant rock, and a heat lamp hits him, and Netanyahu controls the heat lamp. And maybe he can get burned, maybe he's comfortable. That's kind of the situation he's in. The 80-year-old president, just think about that. Think about your granddad or your great-granddad, and then think about them being the president of the United States. And then think about Biden, and think about Trump, and Trump is just like Biden now. Except instead of being the guy at the nursing home that can't move and lies in the bed all the day and doesn't know who he is, he's the guy trying to like sexually assault the nurse. That it's basically frontal lobe dementia. And Robert Barnes has gone into that in excruciating detail. He's a man who's lost his mind. He's lost in the sauce. And you can point at various people who have tried to snap him out of that. You can point to Joe Kent as an example. You can point to Tucker Carlson as an example. We don't know the inside baseball. Maybe Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, she literally sold a shirt that said "No War with Iran" for $40. You can look at those people; they're all gone. And Laura Loomer, you know, has Trump's phone number and calls him all the time, and she's over in Ukraine. So I guess Brandon's not going to be rejoining us, or if he is, it'll be in the next segment. Really looking forward to interviewing him again. I'll definitely have him on next week when I will be hosting both the Alex Jones Show and the War Room on different days. Really looking forward to that. If you guys want to find more of me, you can find me at New American Journal and Gray Area Talks. I have a whole media network. I do a morning show 5 days a week, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. On Tuesday, it's Gray Area. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it's New American Journal. And I've got the marquee show, Gray Area Talks, on Thursday and Sunday. The best place to find all of it, a good jumping off point, is to follow me on X at Rex Jones News with a Z, or Twitter, as I call it. Follow me at Rex Jones News with a Z, and I'm really, really trying hard to build that Rumble up. If we could get to 1,500 on Rumble at New American Journal, you guys need a morning show. And one day, hopefully, we'll do another morning show here, too. But we're trying to build things out, starting from scratch, starting with the basics. I played the Obama deception this morning. If you want to go watch that classic documentary, it's available for you at New American Journal and many other places online. But I'm literally going live for you guys every single day that I can, because if you don't go live every single day, even multiple times a day, there's no way you could follow all of these stories at once. And I'm blessed, due to my upbringing and my classical training, to be able to do this professionally and to be able to deliver you that information without getting too sick to my stomach, even though sometimes it does make me puke. I have to look at this. I have to look at a guy that I was an Olympic water carrying champion for. Okay. I did Trump apologetics for the better part, if not a decade. Okay. Literally like 2015 to 2024 straight. Okay, this was my guy. This was my main man. This was the boss. This was the OG. This was Unk. And Unk has totally betrayed us. He's betrayed the platform that he ran on, the reason why I supported Unk. He has treated us all not like nephew, but as bozos, and he's tried to slime us out. And we're not going to let that happen anymore, because here's the thing. Donald Trump, whether it's from old age or whatever, is not going to be with us for another like 10, 20 years. You know, you can say, oh, he's healthy as a horse. He's got a 9,000 IQ. He plays 1,800 rounds of golf every single day. I don't believe any of that stuff. Okay, you can watch the decline even from 2024 into now. He's clearly deranged. And here's the thing. Not all of that is natural. Probably most of it isn't. That's what happens when you have to live a lie, guys. That's what happens when you get degraded personally. Donald Trump is not the same guy that ran in 2016. If he was, he would be the Donald Trump that won the referendum on the Iraq war, and he would actually be fighting against the same policies that he is enacting. It is not my fault. I am not a traitor. I am not someone who switched up. I am not a rhino. I am not a Democrat, because I hold Donald Trump accountable and ask him and hold him to task and say, you are accountable for the promises you made on the campaign trail. Why are you the peace president? Where are no new neocon wars in the Middle East? Where is cheap energy? Where is cheap food? Where is the support for the farmers? Where is the support for small business? Where is the support for Americans, period? All we hear, I talked about it earlier, Babel Mendeb, Strait of Hormuz, Yemen, Israel, China, Russia, Ukraine, blah, 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 South America, Venezuela, Argentina, $40 billion beef subsidy. We don't ever get anything here. We don't get paid attention to. They just tweet out like a meme of Obama as a monkey or Obama getting arrested, and then the people eat it up as slop. And you know what? If that's the case, we actually don't deserve anything that we have, and that's why it's all being taken away. Congratulations. I know I got people on here that are neocons. I know I got people listening to me right now that believe in this BS war, this bullshit war, this fake objective that can never be achieved, never be accomplished. Look around you. The wages of sin are death. Look around you. Look what you've done. Are you not aware of what you've done? Are you blind? Are you deaf? Are you dumb? Are you stupid? Are you retarded? Because It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that compared to the recovery and beautiful period that we saw between 2016 to 2019, we're living in hell right now. This is COVID 2.0, as I've said many times. So I want to give amnesty out there to everyone right now that has supported this man over the years, that has backed him to the hilt through the lawsuits, through the lawfare, through the abuse, through the arrest, through the malicious prosecution, through the warrantless wiretapping, through the Russia hoax, through all of it. It's not your fault that he betrayed you. It's not my fault that he betrayed you, but it is your fault if you continue to walk down the line with him, the yellow brick road to hell, the orange brick road to hell with Donald Trump. Like that's where we're all headed, by the way. Some would say we're already here. So we're going to get into all of that and more into next segment. I want to cover Laura Loomer and Zelensky. We'll round out things with that today and more global energy war news. I do want to tell you guys, thealexjonesstore.com. We've got two phenomenal products that I invented, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. Methyl Drive has the PQQ, CoQ10. Power Plant has cordyceps, mushroom, rhodiola, rosea, zinc, boron, selenium. The Methyl Drive also has methylcobalamin, activated vitamin B12, and magnesium to support over 300 enzymatic processes throughout the body. Literally combined together, this is the marquee stack for people that are looking to try methylene blue, enhance their current methylene blue usage. Here's the thing. Methylene blue works by increasing mitochondrial efficiency. All right. Methyl Drive, the ingredients in that, they increase mitochondrial biogenesis and then electron transport chain support for the mitochondria. Look that up. That's 100% true verbatim. That's why I can say that and make that claim. Go look it up on PubMed. That's what CoQ10 and PQQ do. If you add in the magnesium, add in the methylated vitamin B12 for redox support, add in the Power Plant with those two ingredients, the cordyceps mushroom to increase physical exercise tolerance, right? ATP production, more energy from the mitochondria itself, combined with oxygen carrying capacity and nootropic effects, combined with even more nootropic effects and cortisol lowering effects. You ever heard of ashwagandha lowering cortisol? Rhodiola rosea, golden root found in Power Plant, does the same thing, albeit through a different mechanism. What does that mean? Lower cortisol, theoretically, they get the same fuel source through cholesterol, more testosterone. This is a smartly designed stack that I spent a long time formulating to decide what is the best bang for your buck if you're going to get something that you want to enhance, add on to methylene blue. That is the Power Drive Bundle from thealexjonesstore.com. We've got the t-shirts. We've got the Nixon line. I saw Roger Stone on earlier. I was watching him talk about Reagan and the new book Bushwhacked. We have the Tricky Dick shirt. We have Nixon, I think 2028 as well. We've got so many great options available. We've also got the hats. We've got the water filtration. I'm so proud to sell water filters again. I was selling water filters when I was like 11 years old. We've got, look, Nixon maxing, shut up hippie, 2028, Tricky Dick 2028. I like the elephant shirt. That's the one that I've got personally. That's what I've been wearing. I also have the black one. I need to get that white one. That's a good looking shirt. But all of that is available for you and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I'm live every single morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on New American Journal, and every Thursday and Sunday from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., Gray Area Talks. Please follow those channels. It doesn't cost anything to follow them. I'm working my tail off for you guys every single day. I love you. Can I just say that? I love you all so much, and I will see you soon on the next break, next segment.
Fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks, you've seen the deplatforming, you've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Who took the bomb?
Let's see what I can do with my final energy for this week. Of course, next week is going to be a whole bunch of bangers. I'll be hosting the Alex Jones Show and War Room More as well. Really looking forward to that. But saving the best for last here, this is kind of a cream of the crop, as Macho Man Randy Savage would say. We've got Laura Loomer visiting Ukraine. Now, this is very strange because Laura Loomer was formerly anti-Ukraine. Laura Loomer literally wrote for Russia Today, like five hit pieces on them, right? But now she's seen the light. She's covered her face. She's covered her face, and she's going to put lipstick on that pig and kiss it. And
that pig's name is Mr. Zelensky. I am from Ukraine, but I am Jewish, and I speak Russian originally, and I was sold to Ukrainian people as men who played president on TV like Kevin Spacey. But then I become president, I kill ethnic Russians in Donbass region, force Russia to start war, and then demand nuclear weapon from America, refuse to sign peace treaty because Boris Johnson tells me you will get all the support from NATO that you want.
All right, so I want to play clip number 16 here to start off, because here's the thing. Let me give you a little Ukrainian history here. There was a guy named Stephen Bandera, all right? And the people that supported him were called Banderites. He was allied with Hitler. All right. This is a neo-Nazi faction in Ukraine. They're also known as the Azov Battalion. You can go back to 2014, the Maidan coup. They were the ones that essentially got rid of Yanukovych with the help of Victoria Nuland, John McCain, CIA, State Department, DOD people. And they installed this new puppet government and eventually started spoiling for war with Russia by bombing those ethnic Russians in the Donbass region. So, but of course,
no, we are not Nazi. No, No, certainly not. The swastika patches and the lightning bolts, that is artistic, like My Little Pony or something. Come on.
So I'm going to play 16, and then I'm going to play clip 25, which is Zelensky in Canada with Trudeau in Parliament, where they give a multiple time standing ovation to a man that fought the Russians during World War II. Who fought the Russians during World War II? Who would that be exactly? So let's play the lie and then let's play the truth. Let's play clip number 16 and then clip number 25 back to back.
I saw that there was some internal polling from Ukraine that showed that only 17% of Ukrainian people have a favorable view of the United States, which I'm confused. It's not higher because we send them so much aid in defense against Russia.
Oh, yes.
And also the opinion towards Ukraine and the United States is not very favorable. And so I
how
just
much plastic
to
surgery
you,
has she had? My God.
Ukraine and who did consume a lot of Russian propaganda. I used to write articles for RT. I wrote about 5 articles for RT and I regret doing so.
Oh,
and I've come to realize that
I used to say I supported peace.
Russian
I get it. I'm also a liar as well. I'm Zelensky. Look at me. Oh, yes. Do you have cocaine?
I used to think that this
can
was
I have cocaine, please?
I'm just trying to convey to you how sometimes optics, if things are not done in a very precise manner, how it can be conveyed and how much damage can be done to your country's image. Because the Democrats, I think they really exploited your visit. I want to ask
But can I tell you honestly? Yeah. Yes, honestly. Sorry. What I will tell you. I think if I knew or if I really could be involved to elections, maybe Democrats could have a little bit better results.
Well, we don't want that.
Pause it. All right, this shows you how it's all political theater. And look at this. They're giving the standing ovation to the neo-Nazi. Throw the audio in here.
We have here in the chamber today Ukrainian-Canadian world veteran from the Second World War who fought the Ukrainian independence against the Russians and continues to support the troops today.
Can't believe what he's reading.
At his age of 98.
He was there with Zelensky and Trudeau. Heil Hitler. That's what he just said. Back like the old days, back when he remembers it being fun.
Oh, yes, he said Heil Hitler, but this is okay now because Russians are bad. The Cold War and all of that. Remember, all the Jews you killed, not important. You did it in service of fighting Russia.
Look at this. Hunka is no hero. Uh-oh. He fought for the feared Waffen-SS. He fought for the Waffen-SS. And then Zelensky goes,
oh, we are not Nazis. Certainly not. There is no proof of any of that here.
And he's there watching the Waffen-SS guy get a medal from the Prime Minister of Canada. Look at this. Pause it. Go back to that really quick. I'm going to read that quote. And look, the Canadian Parliament was forced to apologize. That's the position that they got put in by this. But that unit was part of some of the most brutal casualties ever seen in that region. That unit was responsible for the mass murder of innocent civilians with a level of brutality and malice that is unimaginable. So there you go. That's fun, right? That's more liberal winning. Let's go back to Zelensky and Loomer, clip 16.
I saw that there was some internal polling from Ukraine that showed that only 17% of Ukrainian people have a favorable view of the United States, which I'm confused. It's not higher because we send them so much aid. In defense against Russia.
Oh, not enough.
And also the opinion towards Ukraine and the United States is not very favorable. And so
are you going to let me hit?
As somebody who was anti-Ukraine and who did consume a lot of Russian propaganda, I used to write articles for RT. I wrote about 5 articles for RT and I regret doing so. And I've come to realize that I was bamboozled by Russian propaganda. And I came to believe.
Oh, I'm not sure if I want to. She may have disease.
Ukraine. I used to think that this was a country full of Nazis.
Pause it. Just show his smiling face, the face of a liar. I know we like to mute here, but just like go back to him when he's cheesing, when he's showing teeth. Why do ninjas always got to show their teeth? What's going on with this CGA? Shout out Coach Greg Adams. Always says that. Look, he's cheesing Unk. He's cheesing up. Unk is cheesing up here over this question because he knows he put a medal on a neo-Nazi.
Oh, yes. I put medal on member of Waffen-SS, but there are no Nazi here. You crazy. Do you have more cocaine? I've asked you 5 times during this interview. Whenever Lindsey would come, whenever Lindsey Graham would take the train and come in, he would always bring his friend Zelensky cocaine.
Look at that. I think that's like a creepypasta from the internet, pretty close to Zelensky. That's Zelensky and Loomer's baby. You know, that's the CRISPR technology we're working on that's going to cost $1 billion to produce in one of those Ukrainian bioweapons labs that Tulsi Gabbard admitted on the record were true before she left. There's no bioweapons lab. There's no neo-Nazi here. There's no EU expansionist NATO takeover here. There's no long-range missiles being fired into Russia.
Shut up. Don't worry about it.
Look at this from Laura Loomer. Thank you. Over time, more and more people will feel safe to admit they fell for Russian propaganda. Nigga, you got to understand, they pushed the Russia hoax for literally years. And we were told on the right to fight against that. And we studied and did fight against that. Now we're all the way back full circle, except it's them doing the Russia hoax. Let me break it down for you. Russia tried to join NATO twice. After 1991, the Warsaw Pact was disbanded, dissolved. That's why Ukraine is the country that it is today. We agreed not one more inch over the red line. We added 12 more countries after that. We sign agreements that we tear up. And then he tells you, you got to go commit nuclear war, commit ground troops, give him more weapons, give him more missiles. He wants a nuke. Zelensky has said this before. He wants the nuclear weapon. And here's the thing. The strongest argument for Ukrainian sovereignty is that they gave up their nuclear weapons in an agreement to be neutral, both the West and Russia. That all goes away when you have 36 NATO exercises in your country and they're firing long-range ballistic missiles made in European nations, made in NATO countries, into Russia, killing civilians, blowing up civilian infrastructure, power infrastructure. Zelensky, cut back to him. Cut back to his face. He thinks it's cute, and he calls it long-range sanctions. That's what he calls it. He goes, oh, it is not missile. It is long-range sanction on evil Russian because they kill Ukraine. But it's not the Russians killing Ukraine. It's Ukraine killing Ukraine. It's Zelensky killing Ukraine. He is a Western globalist, world Jewry-backed puppet, just like everybody else. And you notice the factions here. Ukraine and Israel, two of the weakest nations on earth from a resource standpoint, right? You know, Ukraine, former breadbasket of Europe, not anymore. The Russians are going to take the portion, the Donbass, that has the rare earth minerals, number one. They might even take Odessa, which is the only deep water port. And then they're truly screwed. They're a rump state because Poland will want parts of Western Ukraine that they consider to be theirs already. So you could, like, play that back in 10 years when I'm, that's crazy to think about, 33 years old in 10 years, play that back and just I'll be 100% right on that prediction. That'll be like my dad with 9/11 or Epstein, you name it, because it's not complicated. If you know the information, if you know the facts, you know the players, know the research, then you're going to be able to call things like that. You can do it too. Making predictions that are accurate is not so impossible task. You just have to follow stories as they develop and understand their origin, right? Because they'll tell you the truth. They'll tell you the truth. They have to break Russia up into 5 pieces because if they don't, it destroys their plan for the new empire, right? So of course they're going to do this. There's no brakes on this train. Kind of like where I'm talking to Brandon Weichert about Trump having to do something. That's Professor Pape, Robert Pape, very distinguished gentleman, professor, you name it, work with the military intelligence, Air Force. That's what he calls it, the escalation trap, right? Now, everyone's aware of this now, except for the people in power, because they are aware of it, and they just choose to lie to themselves, right? It's a suspension of disbelief. It's a normalcy bias, like my dad says a lot. That, you know, they get to keep going on Fox News and they get to keep being okay and they can exist in their framework of their world and they got their friends and people, oh, you're on TV, you're Mr. Important Guy. That all ends when civilization ends, and that's going to happen very soon unless we stop it. And it's up to you. I know I got tons of people listening to me right now that may not agree with me. Like, wake up. Wake up before it's too late. Change your position. Join the right side. May not even be the winning side, but join the correct side, like the side that's trying to tell the truth here. And, you know, make that conversion, start the chain reaction. Fuentes talks about it all the time, hiding your power level, you know, trying to get into a role where you're either, you know, in the government or, you know, you're in business or you're a lobbyist or whatever. Like, you have the ability to make societal change. I know we got people like that already. And I know there's not really much that can be done with this current administration because it's all Israeli lockstep, like top-down control. But coming into 2027, coming into 2028, if you have these conversations now and you make it clear now where you stand morally as an American patriot, you know, even if you're involved with the other side or whatever, you know, like, you got to build that kernel in yourself and start building that out because the time is now. Look at this. Trump is commenting on Laura Loomer's visit. You know, Trump never commented on us getting banned. Actually, he did. He said, as long as I'm on Twitter, it's okay. it's good to know that Laura Loomer, the woman who's eating dog food on camera, it's good to know that the president really cares about what she has to say. Laura Loomer, what actually happened behind closed doors after the explosive Oval Office meeting between Ukraine's President Zelensky? And then she covered it, and Trump says, very good. Let's play this. And this is when Zelensky was in the cuck chair. If we don't remember this, guys, where Trump and JD were kind of like slamming him out. And that was like the last moment that I had any hope for Trump doing what he said he was going to do, what I voted for, ending the Ukraine war on day one, before day one, as president-elect. It would take one phone call. That was his promise. That's what I voted for, because I believed in the man. You can say I'm foolish, but I believed in the man. So let's go ahead and play this video.
It's a talking point. Why do you think they're doing that? I mean, because then when I
purchase for yourself, right?
Like I said, they
acted bison that comes from Canada. So that means that.
All right, go ahead and pause it. All right, we don't need to see the dog food again. That's okay. Let's just go ahead and go to clip 17.
By Tucker, and she was making a lot of very wild accusations.
Absolutely.
She accused you of doing cocaine on taxpayer dimes. And so what is your response to that? Because there was also an image, and again, I told you some of these questions might be provocative, but
it's
I want
video,
to help counter some of the propaganda in real time since we have you here. There was a photo, I'm sure you saw, in a video, and it was highly amplified by Russia today. It's you and Macron hanging out in some back room, and they said that you were all doing cocaine. So, true or false, were you doing cocaine with Macron, or were you not?
of course, never. Of course, no. Okay. But about Tucker
anything Carlson, said after butt or before butt doesn't matter. Look at him. Pause it. He looks off and he looks away. It's a liar's technique right there. He's lying. I mean, come on, Zelensky, you know it's an unwinnable war. You're going to die. The Russians are going to kill you eventually, or your own people, whatever. He's also afraid of his own people as well. If he doesn't expand the war, expand the conflict, he's also screwed. They'll kill him, too, if he's not radical enough. So I get it. Like, you get yayoed up, dude. Get that fish scale. Hell yeah, dude. Dude, Zelensky, you know what, man? I bet it feels pretty good to send millions of your own people off to die while you do coke in the presidential mansion in Kiev. I bet that's a pretty cool, you know, experience for him to have, but not for the rest of the world, not for the rest of his own people. Let's go to clip number 14, talking about more of this delusional mindset. Ukraine President Zelensky tells,
oh, yes, Laura Loomer, billions of dollars of aid to Ukraine. We have to stop Greater Russia from happening.
Go ahead and play that clip.
Say, what is your message as the president of Ukraine to the people of America who are also just trying to survive? We have nearly $40 trillion of debt in our country. Americans are still trying to recover from Bidenflation. We have closed borders now, but we had an invasion of our country, over 25 million illegal aliens who came in.
I have to nod to show support to right-wing base that is now my only hope to stay alive. I don't care about immigrant. We want African immigrant. We want Arab immigrant to replace native Ukrainian population. It is what Hitler would want. Hitler would love it. Yes.
Pay for food for their children. They want to know, why should I care about funding Ukraine? Why should I send my tax dollars overseas? So if you could explain to the viewers how protecting Ukraine ultimately protects America in the long term.
You know, at the very beginning of the war, nobody was with us, really. With all respect to partners, I mean, it's their internal decision to support or not. It's true. We began the war. Before the war, we didn't have any kind of weapon, any money from the United States. It's understandable. I mean, it's okay. No question. When we defended, when everybody in the world understood that Russia will not stop with Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Why?
So they began
This is what happens in the Western media when nobody sees the truth. You can watch Lavrov, you can watch Putin talk about this. They don't want all of Ukraine. They want the Donbass regions that have been bombed and obliterated and discriminated against for decades. That's what they want. It was the policies of the 2014 post-Maidan coup government that have led to every single thing that has happened now. And when he says they want out of Ukraine and they want the Europe, they want more, he's about to go into all of this. They don't have the ability to do that, and they know that. They state that because they're reasonable statesmen. You have to invent a lie and hope that the West never sees what the Russians actually say. You know what? We don't have to go to what the Russians say. Let's just go all the way back to 2022, March, a month after the war starts, where we have the Istanbul Peace Accords, which Zelensky was about to sign on the record. The Istanbul Peace Accords recognize the Donbass as an independent region that can vote for its own sovereignty. Okay. It doesn't even recognize, I think, Kherson or Odessa or any of these other places that they're about to take, probably because of the escalation of the war. Right. So Zelensky's own position about, well, if you don't give us nuclear weapon, then they're going to take all of Europe. It was never about that. They say that on the record. Zelensky acknowledged it. He was about to sign it. The only reason why he didn't was because, like a true gambler, coke fiend addict, he was told by Boris Johnson,
we're going to support you. We're going to back you to the hilt. We're going to give you what you need to win, Mr. Zelensky.
You remember the failed invasion of Russia? You know, they went into Russia. They got beat up. I think it was the summer offensive of either 2023 or 2024. Can we look up the region they went into really quick? Because this is an example of delusional arrogance. You know, maybe Ukraine could have held out. Maybe Ukraine could have done a better job of preserving their ability to fight the war. And they've done a decent job of that with the drones now, with being pioneers in drone warfare. That's the only thing keeping them in the fight. Why'd they try to invade Russia? You know, when Napoleon did that, that didn't go well. When Hitler did that, that didn't go well. When anyone does that, that didn't go well. It's the Graveyard Empire's Eurasia version, right? Now you call Afghanistan the Graveyard Empires in the West Asia. In the Eurasia area, it would be Russia. So why would you do this? Why would you think you were going to win? They don't think they're going to win. It's all a lie. Keep playing it.
We got that's more Ukraine and others who've been invited to NATO before. And it said, we've been not in NATO, but they, you know, tried to occupy us because they wanted to build USSR, Soviet Union. I think between us, I think that Soviet Union is the most dangerous enemy for the United States, not only for your democracy, way of life, for all these things what you said, for private sector, for business, and etc. It was during 70 years, mm-hmm. and it will continue because the most...
Please let me absorb your soul.
...take everything back.
Oh, Soviet no, Union, I do not want to give you my soul. I already sold it for another bag Soviet of cocaine.
And also Europeans.
Keep
of
lying,
course, not the United States. It's far from away, but... The United States has business in Europe, influence.
Soon entire worlds will burn. Entire civilizations will collapse.
I am fine with that. That is good as long as I get more cocaine.
Mission and idea. If they will have Soviet Union, you will get China and Soviet Union, the biggest
empire,
the biggest army in the world, and they will be really bigger than the United States, and it will be dangerous for you.
That's always what he said. You have big ocean, but you'll feel it later. And then Trump got mad at that. Look at him from Scarface. Not as cool as Tony Montana. Certainly not.
I play piano with my penis.
I guess that is a unique gift. You know, certain different world leaders, they got different talents. Dude, he does coke. He's literally just a cokehead. This is Austin. There's plenty of people that do coke. Bro, come on, man. He loves putting things up his nose. That's his favorite thing to do. Up his butt is actually his favorite, the crew is telling me. Okay, well, you know, it's I guess it's July. Is July Pride Month for Zelensky? Let's go ahead and get this up here. The 2023 Ukraine counteroffensive. And I misspoke a little bit, but also didn't, because the Donbass is already Russia. It's going to be Russia, right? And Zelensky himself recognized it when he was about to sign the peace agreement, at least recognized he was an independent place. Look at this. In early June 2023, during the Russo-Ukrainian War, Ukraine launched an offensive, technically and correctly referred to as a counteroffensive against Russian forces occupying its territory. And that's CIA runs Wikipedia, so I really don't care. With a goal of breaching the front lines, and it did not go well. And it did not go well. That was the real degradation of their position and military power. Keep in mind, it's eight times harder militarily to attack than to defend. I had a Javelin missile operator, shout out to Daquan, explain this to me, right? Like it takes eight times more effort to attack than to defend, because when you're defending, you have a layered defense, right? So we look at, you know, the pace of the Ukrainian conflict. You have to keep in mind, there's like a 200-mile area, or like close to it, that is just covered in fiber optic cable, probably mines, enemy soldiers, positions, munitions, drones, everything, right? Like it's World War One happening right now, except nobody knows about it. Nobody cares. How many people died in World War One? Can we look that up really quick? How many people died in World War One? How many more Russians and Ukrainians does Zelensky have to kill by not signing a peace agreement or suing for peace? How many people were killed in World War One? I should know this. I'm not too big of a history buff for that time period. Can someone in my ear tell me? Just silent in the studio. Just me and you, viewer, listener, hanging out there, talking to, you know, 100,000 people at the same time through hyperspace digitally. Quiet on the creek. Okay. If only Democrat leaders loved America as much as they love Zelensky. The whole point with all this, it's very sick. It's very bizarre. Just like the Iran war, just like Ukraine, as we're discussing, just like the evolving situation with China. None of these policies are America first, and you're not hearing enough about America. Maybe you hear about some crazy racial violence. Maybe you hear about, you know, a court case. Maybe you hear about Andrew Tate. Maybe you hear about whatever. The domestic stories are really not important. I really couldn't care less compared to what's happening across the world right now. And if you're not following all this stuff, basically damn near religiously, you need to be, because you need to be sharing these clips with your friends, your families. They need to become your viewers, your listeners. You need to start doing stuff yourself. Post videos. Now is the time. I'm Alex Jones's son, Rex Jones, telling you to do that. I started doing that when I was 8 years old. The time is now. The time is now to do all of this and more. And if you want to find out more about everything that I've discussed, I highly recommend these channels. This isn't even a plug for myself. I want you to go on YouTube, follow Judge Napolitano, Dialogue Works, Glenn Deason, Daniel Davis Deep Dive, Mario Newfall, Suleiman Ahmed. And I want you to start sharing those clips along with InfoWars clips as well. Follow Alex Jones Live, Alex Jones Live on Rumble as well. Share all these clips, all these phenomenal channels, the X creators, X posts that you like. Give them to people so that they know what you know, because once they get a little bit more information, it's like being a starving man or a thirsty man, dehydrated man. You don't know. Once you get a little bit of that fruit or water, you're going to want more, because it is the bread of life. It is the truth. Like God himself, Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. Do we want to tell the truth, or do we want to lie? Do we want to tell the truth about what's happening to our country, or do we want to lie? Do we want to tell the truth more so about what we're doing to other people around the world that's domestically resulting in the situation we have at home? Or do we want to live in a lie? So that decision is really on you, the viewer listener out there. And I highly recommend you guys follow me at Rex Jones News on X and on Instagram. Really trying to build the Instagram up as well. That's Rex Jones News with a Z. If you follow me there, you'll see highlights, all my show posts, all my show clips, New American Journal every single morning, Gray Area Talks Thursday, Sunday. And I got 50%off.com, and I got Jones CBD. They're right there in that link tree. That's on my Twitter profile. 50%off.com. I got Super Blue Toothpaste, and I got Knockout Sleep Support, and I got Brain Force for you guys. You want Brain Force? Go to 50%off.com. But I will see you next week. I'll be hosting The Real Alex Jones Show. I'll be hosting War Room. I'll be hosting Gray Area Talks as well. I will see you soon on the other side. Stay safe out there. God bless you.
A massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom, Mango, and Patriot Punch. Methylene Red capsules. This is a proprietary product. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in. Mind Fuel Nootropic Energy Shots. All 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxify, go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate chill, and a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776. In muscle shirts, a whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexjonesstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery t-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery t-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you, You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar, thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.